What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Briller Podcast. And as you might notice right away, this podcast is actually a unique episode. This episode is because usually I take my podcast episodes directly from my Bring Glaze videos. I export the audio and I make it a podcast episode. But if you follow me very carefully on my Bring Glaze page in the community section, I recently asked you guys to leave some questions for me. And I got a lot of interesting questions. And the reason I asked you to leave me a question is because I want to respond via voice. So in podcast format. So long story short, this is the first Briller podcast episode that is not a Bring Glaze video. And I'm very happy about that. I like speaking. I think it's more comfortable for me to speak without showing my terribly ugly face. And instead I can just kind of enjoy talking and sharing ideas with you. Moreover, the fact that it's in English and I realize most of my audience is Italian, maybe my hope is, my desire is that Italians will use my audio as a way to practice, because I remember when I was learning Italian, I would have really appreciated some easier to understand content, you know, even if maybe the topic is less interesting, something that I can listen to practice my listening. I remember rather than having some content like that, I was forced to listen to Rai Radio, which is obviously extremely difficult, advanced Italian. They are not making it for foreign people. They were making it for Italian. So they were speaking very fast. There were two of them. They were probably talking about topics that I didn't know much about. So they were using vocabulary that I didn't know. So that was very difficult. So my goal for this podcast is to kind of do the opposite, which is create content in audio format that is useful to Italians listening. I hope Italians can listen to this, understand me, and ultimately improve their listening skills in English, maybe learn some vocabulary on the way. And that's what I want to do. So as a way to create this content, because I cannot just sit and talk about nothing for every episode, I asked my audience members on Bring Glaze to ask me a question, something they think I could answer in an interesting way. And I got a lot of answers, I got a lot of questions. And the question I want to talk about today comes from a woman named Christine. She is American, and yes, I do know her. She's actually one of Sonia's students. Because Sonia teaches as well. So if you're interested in Sonia's teaching, hit her up, hit her email. But Christine asks, how do you stop translating? Stop thinking first in your own language when you are learning a new language? So that's, of course, a great question. That's a fundamental language learning question. You know, how do you escape from being stuck in your own language when you're trying to speak another language? Because I fully know and understand how it is to be trying to speak another language and I can't stop translating sentences directly from my native language. So I've been there. Luckily now, now when I speak Italian, I don't have that problem. And if I'm speaking Italian, I'm not translating sentences. It just kind of flows out, especially when you speak at a certain speed, you no longer have time to sit and translate from your language to another language. But Christine's question is, how do you stop translating? So let's talk about a couple things that will get you to stop translating. So first of all, the first contributing factor is how much you're speaking the other language. So I like to consider our minds as a language. So for example, I have an English mind, and if you're Italian, you have an Italian mind. But when I try to speak Italian, what I really want to do is turn my English mind down and turn my Italian mind up. So in order to do that, you really have to have an Italian mind ready, and you have to have exposure to Italian, and you have to be speaking Italian quite a bit. So if 95% of my day is in English, and that's how it always has been, then that 5% where I'm trying to turn my mind into Italian, it's gonna be hard because that's just not enough time. So it takes time to turn your mind from one language into another. So how can you do this? As I've said before, expose yourself to the language you're learning as much as you can. How do you expose yourself to a language? Well, you find things, you find content in that language. Something simple like turning your phone into a new language or following social media accounts of that language. When I was learning Italian on my Twitter, I started following some Italian accounts. So kind of without even expecting it, kind of having like no priming to expect Italian language to appear, when I scrolled through my phone and then I saw Italian, it was kind of like, oh, now I have to think, what does this mean? What does this mean? It's great exposure. So the more Italian you expose yourself with, the better you are, the more you're going to be able to have that mind change, because your mind is already primed and ready to go, and you're ready to just flow in the other language. So expose yourself to another language as much as you can. Another way to do that is to start practicing. Sorry, another way to stop translating is, even when you are not in a situation where you can expose yourself, for example, you're at home and the internet is broken, so how am I gonna practice Italian or English now? The best thing to do in that case is, it sounds funny, but literally just start thinking to yourself in Italian and don't let those English thoughts come on. If it helps, maybe even start thinking out loud. So if you're doing something simple like washing the dishes, you could say like, now I'll grab my plate. I will start washing my plate. I will put my plate here. Next, I will take the sponge, etc. So literally, silly thoughts like that in the other language can make a difference. All you have to do is start thinking to yourself in the other language, and you can also do it out loud, speaking actual words out loud. So that's another way where you will, like, if you do that, eventually you will be more and more comfortable with it, and you will be used to thinking in that foreign language. So then when you are in a conversation in that language, you're already ready to think and produce sentences in that language without having to translate them from your original language. So to recap, there are two main suggestions I would have for Christine, which are, number one, expose yourself to the language as much as you can. Find content in the language. I am creating content for people who learn English. That's what I was saying at the beginning of this podcast episode. I was saying, I would like a podcast where it's easy to understand the English, and at the same time, it's a native speaker and he's speaking clearly and properly. And that's why I'm providing this to Italians, because I know it's useful. And the more content you surround yourself with, the more likely you are going to be better at that language, and you are going to be more comfortable with it and ultimately think in that language. So surround yourself with content. It might be social media accounts as well, or put your phone in that setting, or watch a couple YouTube videos in that language. Just try to surround yourself as much as you can. The higher the percentage that you are in that language, the better it is and the more likely it is that you can think in that language. The second tip I have to stop thinking or stop translating is to Start thinking on purpose in the other language. Even if you're by yourself, start talking to yourself in the other language. Start thinking to yourself in the other language just as extra practice. That way, when the moment comes, when you're in an Italian or English conversation, you are already ready to think in that language, okay? So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode. I hope you are learning just from listening and using this content. I plan on continuing it, and I plan on posting more podcast episodes that aren't Bringlese episodes, Bringlese videos, that is. So yeah, please leave me any comments. It could be an email. It could be a comment on a video. If you leave me a comment, chances are I will see it. So if you have a question, drop a question and I will make a podcast episode out of your question. So thanks for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed the Briller podcast. I appreciate all my listeners out there and I will catch you guys later, okay?